5 minutes after 7 o'clock here at the nation's capital, and we're proud to say that everybody in Washington can now vote. And let's hear it
big for all these wonderful
happy days on here. And at long last, we have the right to vote. Who asked you?
Well, the Russians aren't too happy about it, but outside of that, everybody else is.
Is Charlie Stafford here, Willard? I understand he has to make the usual disclaimer for the...
Charlie's out in the hall. Would you bring him in, please? Charlie Stafford is our announcer. Charlie does all the...
Charlie, would come in now and make the disclaimer,
so we'll do the best we can to get Charlie... Charlie, what do you got in your hand there?
This is Charles Stafford reminding you that the Joy Boys is being heard by our armed forces overseas, transcribed from Washington.
Wait, wait, Charlie, turn that machine off. What do you got on there?
Oh, all right, let me turn the machine off there.
What do you got in your hand there?
Why, that's a vibrator. I've been using it to massage myself.
What's the label on the side of it? It says Busted Cone. What is
that? Oh, well, that's an association who make busted speaker cones, you see, and they're advocating that all announcers use these machines so that even if your speaker cone isn't busted, it'll sound like it is.
Is this to distinguish the sound?
That's to have more distortion in modern radio.
So that your station will sound a little different?
That's right.
I imagine this goes over big with the rock and roll station.
Oh, it certainly does.
In other words, your station stands out when you go tuning down the
note. You know it when you hear it, yeah.
Well, I'll say, speak normally.
All right.
Say something.
This is Charles Stafford, your announcer, speaking to you. And now number 5 on the top 60 this week in Washington. One of the hits of the day. How about that sound? Isn't it wonderful?
That's what turns things off, Charlie.
Right.
Wonderful. That's pretty interesting. I guess I don't think we wouldn't want that here.
Makes you feel good, too.
Yes.
On your show, buddy, anything would be an improvement.
Thank you.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for Thursday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, and a lineup tonight that's pretty tough to beat, gang.
All right, you guys, face the
lineup.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
We're bringing you the police lineup from number 8. We thought we'd do a little interesting there. There's Al Ross and Al. What are you doing in the lineup there?
I didn't do it.
All right, Al Ross is in there.
Okay, you guys, step forward. Bob Shetton. Shut up, Shetton. I'm talking.
Alias Fearless Finger Shetton. Alias Four-Speed Box Shenton. Alias Yellow Light Runner Shenton. There, of course, is very...
Step back in line, Shenton.
Very exciting. Arthur Page.
Step forward, Page.
Arthur Page is known as... He's many aliases. He is the... why do we have to say nothing, Page?
Yeah.
The tubeless tire one.
Yeah.
And the let's buy another car.
Yeah.
And the mystery man is just known as the Lorton Threat. He's over there.
He's not talking.
He's on the flavor
last. All right. What do we have coming up on the program this evening?
Miss Janitor will be here.
Good.
We're going to interview the Fink Brothers. It's a singing folk team. They sing.
Oh, yes.
Brothers Fink. You've heard them before.
Yes.
And they're going to be with us. And also the Sidebuster will be here.
Sounds like a very nothing show.
Well,
I could have said that.
Usually the show opens hilariously and the bits are not funny. Today we're opening very dull and the bits aren't funny. So, do we have an award? Pardon me.
Well, I don't know. Forget the award. I like this music.
Very nice.
That's called Everybody Loves My Baby, But My Baby Don't Love Nobody But Me. I forgot who it was by, as a matter of fact. Well, time for our first feature.
Tenpenny, the greatest name in portable files for Milady's nails, brings you Miss Janitor. The April skies will be here day after tomorrow, and here comes the girl who looks like Sigmund Freud, stepping out of her glass booth here at Radio Central. Washington's weather girl. Miss Janitor tripped over the pie plate left from the guest's repast on the Patty Cavan show.
certainly did.
Here she is now looking at... Let me help you up, darling.
Thank you, dear.
Here she is, Washington's own weather girl.
Under the bed, behind the radiator, in the closet, under the dining room table, behind the kitchen stove, behind the sofa, up in the chandelier.
Excuse me here.
In the cookie jar.
Would you mind doing me a favor and enlightening me here?
Certainly, yes.
What is this behind the chandelier underneath the stove?
Well, these are various places you can hide Easter eggs.
Multicolored?
Easter Bunny can hide, yes, multicolored eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that a lot of people would be hiding Easter eggs.
That's right. Well, that's interesting, I guess. I'm not too crazy.
Oh, what's that? That's a cute little machine. Looks like a hair dryer.
What?
I just came from the beauty parlor, and I didn't get my hair dried. This is Miss Janitor, folks, reminding you that...
That's the busted cone converter there.
Just beautiful.
Yeah,
like sparkling.
It's stuck to your neck.
I can't get it off.
Yeah, well, play some
record,
music.
Would you please?
Yeah.
Ah, thank you. Peggy Lee there.
Sophisticated sound.
That's where we come in here, I think.
Peggy Lee.
Right in here. As you can tell, our next guests have just come into the studio, and I think Willard has the bio data on them.
This is Pete and Paul, the Fink brothers.
I'm Pete.
I'm Paul.
And you fellas are?
We are folk singers.
Wonderful. And you sing folk songs, as it were?
Yes, we call ourselves the Brothers Fink.
I see. Sort of. Well, this is a style today.
Yes. Well, you've heard of the Brothers Four.
Finkston Trio.
And, yes, that's not a good one.
Our cousins.
Yes. And, of course, we are operating on a smaller budget. There are just two of us.
Do you feature something, a particular type of song?
Well, we sing, we call our concert Rounds for Squares.
Well, in other words, you sing rounds, is that right?
Yes. The well-known familiar songs where one of us starts out and the next guy comes in and, you know, they
sit
around the campfire and scout camp and everything there.
Yeah, well, would you like to give our, I'm sure our audience, we're always looking for new talent.
Certainly. This is the type
of station is always looking for new talent.
People are buying these days.
All right, what are you going to sing for?
Row? First of all,
what are you going to do first?
Row, row, row. Row, row, row your boat, that is. Now, do you want me to start, Paul?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I don't believe that they're supposed to end together, are they?
I think they're supposed to end. Shouldn't Paul end about a half a measure before?
Well, we don't like to drag these concerts out, you see. And besides that, when you make records, you got to have them short, or they won't get played on the air.
You maybe try one more for us, okay?
Oh, well, okay, let's see. What's another good one there, Paul?
Three blind
mice. Yes, that's a good one. All right, here we go.
Greg, you go first.
All right. Three blind mice, see how they run.
See how they run.
They all ran after the farmer's wife. They never tell with the barbecue night.
Did you ever see such a sight
in your life?
Three blind mice.
First of all, he should have ended his last, and you ended last. Because
I don't understand just what seems to be the trouble here.
Well, should we try one more, or you want to just forget it? I mean, do you think you should rehearse maybe a little bit?
Not necessarily. We don't have any bookings.
You haven't worked lately?
No, not in about 10 years.
I think we understand why.
Yes. Come on, Paul. We'll be late for the unemployment line. Let's go. Well, thank you, Frank. We have a small crowd in the room here this evening. That was Frank Sinatra. And Sposen, that's what that's called. This is a Joy Boys show for Thursday evening. Scott and Walker from WRC in Washington.
From out of Northwest on MacArthur Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats of the Great Horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and a hearty high-ho slobber, the Sodbuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice. A more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, peach-eating son of the sod. It's the Sodbuster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him. Little children respected him. Women loved him. A true gentleman of the West. Return with a return of those thrilling days of any old years we find roaming about the wild badlands of the Old West, the Zod Buster. The Zod Buster, U.S. Marshal Ned Dillard, and its sidekick, Chester Drawer.
Here, Chester.
Right inside. In and around the territory of Hyattsville, on out beyond Tacoma Park, out towards Wheaton, rode the Zod Buster. It's early evening as our story opens. We find ourselves inside the Short Branch Saloon. A group of the townspeople had gathered together to discuss a serious problem. And that was to do with the roads because of the heavy winter being so loaded with holes.
Always meeting the order.
And our story opens, the Marshal, Matt Dillard, says...
All right, folks, let's get this meeting underway, Chester. All right. Now then, folks, we gathered everybody here tonight to discuss a very serious problem in our town. As you know, we've had a rough winter, and the streets and roads are in pretty bad shape. A lot of potholes out there on the road.
Right? That's right, Mark.
That's right.
Now, we got to get together. We got to do something about that, right?
Right. Well, I don't know, Marshal. I don't take too kindly to that idea.
Now, let me just say one thing here, Herb. You know that we're riding around the town here on horses. Those horses stumble in those potholes, they're liable to break a leg or something. Now, it's going to cost a little money.
Hold on, Marshal. How much money is it going to cost us?
Well, I figure it cost about $500.
What do we do with the money for the party next week, the spring picnic?
What's that? That's just what I want to know, Marshal.
Well, wait a minute, Maud. What are you talking about, money for the spring
Where
picnic?
Where are we going to get all the money for the spring picnic?
You mean you'd rather spend money for the spring picnic than you would to fix the roads?
Well, Marshal, it ain't that we'd rather do that. It's we don't always. This is an annual thing. We've been doing this now for 6 months.
Man, just a minute, Marshal. Just a minute. We can't afford to spend the money on fixing them roads. I'm the coach of the baseball team here, the Dodge City Owl Hoots. We got to buy our uniforms, right, boys?
More important than baseball uniforms.
Hold on a minute. Hold on, Marshal.
Yeah, Chester.
Kindly explain to these crazy people that them roads are in pitiful shape.
Folks, them roads are in pitiful shape.
I don't think you're using all your promise.
Oh. Well,
Marshal,
the only thing left to do is vote on it. All those in favor of not spending the money to fix the roads, say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of fixing the roads will kindly say aye.
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 Looks like
all right, Chester and I are the only ones. I guess we're just going to have to suffer with the roads. The meeting is adjourned. All right.
Well, so long, Marshal.
So long,
sorry we
man.
Couldn't do it your way. I'll be seeing you. So long, fellas. Take it easy. Bye.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something happened to Zeke there.
Well, Marshal, it's been nice being with you. I'm sorry you were outvoted, but I'll see you.
And so the roads in Dodge City were finally repaired because after the three guys left and fell into potholes, a quorum was needed only to fill in the votes, and the roads were made. Good. The Zod Buster has been written by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC Newsroom of the Weekend, directed by Horace Hopper. The entire production is supervised for NBC Radio by Hugh Faison.
Look out, you're falling into a pothole.
Oh!
Paul Weston in the orchestra, and the song there, All by Myself.
Hey, excuse me just a minute, fellas. I hate to butt in on you while you're on the radio. Daddy Sawbucks here from the newsroom.
Daddy Sawbucks from the NBC newsroom with a news bulletin story.
Folks, at last we can vote. At last they can vote, folks. Yes, after years and years, they got to vote.
Oh, okay.
After all,
old-timer, Daddy Sawbucks.
Yeah,
That was done yesterday. That was the bulletin at 3 o'clock yesterday when Kansas finally ratified the amendment, and we know Washington can vote.
I'm not talking about Washington. I'm talking about the women. Women got the
suffrage
vote.
Of 19. Yeah. Oh, cut it out. Hey, get out of here.
Hey, what's that little gadget you got there?
What gadget?
Hey, let me see that machine. That looks very
don't turn that on.
Why not? Hey, this is Daddy Sawbucks, and here we are in the newsroom.
Sound
like
I've
got a busted speaker
but
there.
It's for
right?
Bad radio station.
Yeah.
But I think they
finally... Yeah, this is Daddy Sawbucks, NBC News, now back to monitor at Radio Southern.
That's
Central.
That's right. Do something in there. Exciting.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that does it for the Joy Boys program for this Thursday evening. Till tomorrow, this is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott thanking our mystery man, Bobby Shatton, and Arthur Page.
Yeah, thank you.
Join us tomorrow at the same time. Here's Charlie Staffer, who has these words for you.
The Joy Boys is being heard by our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Tonight, Mac McGarry goes into orbit over Earl Garner Records over NBC.
Take me to your leader.
Your WRC hunting and fishing expert, Kennedy L. Lumplump, with a special report on fishing conditions.
Thank you. This is a special warning to all fish in the Bay Area. Hunters this weekend and fishermen will be stationed at Chincoteague, Accokeek, Choptank, Orangutank, and Savertank.
Excuse me, Kennedy, but I don't want to correct you on the air, but didn't you want to warn the fishermen where the fish are biting, not the fish with the fishermen?
Oh, I'm mad at the fishermen. That's why I'm warning the fish.
You're warning the fish?
That's right. Last weekend, all the fishermen got there ahead of me. I didn't catch a thing, you see. They're going to... I'm telling the fish where the fishermen are, but I'm actually going to be up in Ocean City.
Do you really believe that the fish can hear you?
Certainly. They got radios that play underwater.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for Friday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott over here. We are very proud to have with us our engineers, of course, the very fabulous and exciting Arthur Simmig.
Yeah, that's right. Sit, look at the birdie there. Got a good one.
He's snapping pictures over there and eating his lunch.
He developed in 10 seconds.
Cracking his knuckles. He's got some of that new speedographic film.
Mm-hmm.
4, 5, 3, 5, 6, 7, 10. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Over there, of course, the mystery engineer, a little Bob. And, of course, the ever-loving Arthur.
That's right.
Page.
What happened to Bobby Shenton today?
I don't know. I think he is in doing court. It says he and his wife, every 3 months, they go and have a round at it, and they're, you know, he'll be back later, maybe.
Okay.
If his wife doesn't run over him. The show looks really terrific today. We present, of course, on Fridays.
That's the Mac McGarry show you're looking at.
Oh.
That's one.
Ours is still a bomb. Yeah. We have the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, and we will present the WRC Sportscaster with an on-the-scene report for spring baseball training. Jim Simpleton reporting from somewhere down south.
Yeah, that costs us a lot of money to send him down there, you know.
Well, I mean, he's worth it. This boy is really on the beam. Mr. Fixit will be here with some exciting feature for us.
We have a guest here, Willard, I think. Let me go out in the hall and get him.
I think this is a very interesting thing. You know, on our program from time to time, to create the feeling of goodwill between news radio listeners and our WRC staff, the personnel here, we like to present to you the people who work for NBC.
There's a chair right here, sir, if you care to sit down.
This is a gentleman who's been at our WRC transmitter This is K.B. Williams' father.
Would you explain that the transmitter for AM is out on Ager Road, and that's several miles from the studio?
And recently, the transmitter's been automated, so they do not need transmitter engineers any longer. And this is Oral... I believe your name is Oral Williams, your KB's father, right? How long were you at the transmitter? 1924. And I don't. You haven't worked with people too much, obviously.
He doesn't understand what people are,
actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's been nice to have you on the show. There's one of the secretaries just went by. I think he, there he goes. Yeah, well, he hasn't been to the transmitter too long. He still knows. Maybe it's instinct. That's Oral Williams, KB's father, who's been at NBC now for 58 years. He started early. Also, we have an award, Eddie. The Rock Creek Citizens Association have just voted you and me the two biggest creeks in radio.
Hey, I think there's a wrong letter.
They left out the P in that.
Very nice crowd in the room here. That was Gus Bavona.
Thanks a lot for letting us use your sewing circle, lady.
That's all right.
Anytime, honey. Come on over.
Are you Al Ross?
No, ma'am. Al Ross is on in the morning.
Al Ross is off all the time, but, I mean, he's not off.
Well, I think it's time for us to make a little money for the station.
Would you like me to start this?
I wish you would.
You come in and join me somewhere in the middle.
But you go ahead.
All right. Traditional foods for Easter from Safeway, Ed.
Yes, well.
Large grade A breakfast gem eggs.
Yes, yes. What do you want, Jerry?
Hello there, Jelly Baby.
Well, we said gem eggs, not Gemma.
Where are they anymore, huh? Breakfast gems are featured today and through Saturday, Ed, decorating for Easter these beautiful gem eggs.
Is that right?
Only 49 cents a dozen.
You wouldn't kid me.
No, and they come to you in the familiar blue and white cartoon.
Carton.
All white breakfast gem eggs are also featured this week in the purple carton for 51 cents a dozen.
I see.
And you'll also find Safeway guaranteed regular smoked hams.
Yes.
With filtered hips and plainer king size. Delicious top quality ham, shank cut, couple of slices removed. Only 39 cents a pound.
Butt half,
hmm?
With no center slices removed, only 55 cents a pound.
Shank half, no center slices removed, 45 cents per pound.
I'm confused.
I'm Willard.
They have
you?
U.S. inspected and U.S. grade A ready-to-cook Safeway guaranteed turkeys. 14 to 20 pounds, only 37 cents a pound.
Well, I'm keeping half the price.
Yes, that's right, Bird. They also have some interesting produce over there. Golden ripe bananas. cheetah down, boy. Only 10 cents a pound. Just a few of the many food values that you'll find today and tomorrow.
The turkey
Safeway,
just left. And
where food is first. And here's a reminder, Safeway stores will be closed on Monday, April the 3rd, but they will be open tomorrow night until 9 p.m.
We also have a limited available of square eggs for round kids.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be that way. So, on it, my friend.
Well, I think it's time for our panel discussion here.
Each Friday at this hour, the National Broadcasting Company presents the WRC Round Table of Knowledge, presenting for your listening edification the word study of semantics, as it were. Today, our guests include the Mr. Orson Meyer, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago.
Excuse me, I just arrived. I was up late last night. Had a little blast there.
Miss Anonym, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1932, now with the East-West North-South Word Study Group for Word
Preservation. I was up late, too. I was out on a date with Mr. Meyer.
And finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman, the professor of neo-anthrosemantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heine.
I was all alone by the telephone last night. Nobody went out with me. I don't understand it.
Van Lines.
That's out there.
Now, you've met our panel members, and have you met our audience?
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
And now for today's word.
You have to do that again.
Professor, you are over coughing. There's no question about that. Panel members, today's word is rabbit. R-A-B-B-I-T.
Rabbit.
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 Rabbit. Oh, yes, that's very simple.
Mr.
Yes.
Meyer, you have
your hand up. Well, every time you go to a department store and buy a gift, you have them rabbit.
Miss Nim, maybe possibly Miss Anonym, you can help us on the word rabbit, the traditional Easter bunny rabbit.
Why, certainly. That means like somebody who's a big baseball fan is a rabbit fan.
That's not what the word means in this case.
Certainly
this
not. That's not what the
rabbit
means.
All
the
right.
Part of a river that's treacherous. It's called a rabbit.
No. The rabbits is a, it's R-A-D-D-I-S or something.
Kind of a punch they serve at parties, a rabbit punch.
No, that's what they hit you in the mouth with, as we are about to do now.
Ouch.
Mr. Nim, please. Miss Nim, don't poke Mr.
I wish there was a Mr. Nim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm working on that.
That's your problem.
Mm,
We've been visiting with our panel of experts.
We didn't get it.
I'm surprised you didn't try rapid transit.
Oh, he did. That's what it was. Yes, rapid transit. That's the way they work. They're working on a new system in town.
Rabbit is a dumb bunny like you, Mr. Van Lines. Join us again next Friday at the same hour when once again we'll present for your listening edification the Roundtable of Knowledge. Now, good night from our panel members, Miss Nim.
Good night, Miss.
No, you're Mr. Meyer.
Good night, Mr. Meyer.
No, you're Mr. Meyer. Just say good night.
Good night.
Miss Nim.
Good night.
And Professor.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
Hello, Dad. Hello, Dad.
Apples, huh? The very talented and very lovely Miss Margaret Whiting and I Won't Dance. We'll continue with our program, a special sports report coming up after this word about a new movie.
It's Dean Martin and Shirley MacLaine in the year's funniest motion picture by far, all in a night's work. From the day Shirley got a mink coat for working overtime to the night she wore a towel. It's nice work, and you can get it. Just see Dean Martin and Shirley MacLaine in All in a Night's Work. All fun, all technicolor, and all for you. All in a Night's Work.
That's right, and it starts Monday at Lowe's Palace Theater, F Street, at 13th. Don't miss it Monday at Lowe's Palace Theater. Very exciting motion picture, All in a Night's Work. Shirley MacLaine and Dean Martin. Very exciting. The WRC Sports News Reel is on the air, featuring WRC's own sportscaster, Jim Simbleton, broadcasting direct to you from the South, where he's been with the spring training of all the baseball teams. Don't forget, Green Foul, the man's man cigar, brings you this exciting sports feature each week at this time. Now we switch by special telephone to Jim Simbleton somewhere south. Jim?
Hello, operator. Can I get a line? Hello, operator?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Willard?
Coming in loud and clear, Jim.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Simbleton speaking to you from down in down south here where we're checking out all the baseball teams, just enjoying a Green Foul cigar. Cigar.
The smoke is coming up over the phone.
Would
into
you
the...
stop blowing that smoke in my face there, fella? Thank you. Well, what do you want to know about the baseball situation there, Willard?
Well, of course, we're all excited to know about the big baseball team. Season will be here pretty soon with opening day not too far away. What do you think about the Red Sox this year?
Well, I don't know. I usually wear White Sox myself. Hold it down. I'm on the phone there, fella. I wear White Sox myself, Willard. I find it keep me cooler in the summertime.
How about Hank Greenbaumer? Does he look good this year? How's his arm, and what do you think?
Well, his arm is pretty good. He got a little sunburn over there the other day, but other than that, he looks pretty fine. But I want everybody to get out there and support our Washington,
Senators.
Oh, yeah, the Washington Senators. Now, we want to get out there, and the opening day, of course, is coming up April the 10th. April the 10th. So be sure to get out there and get some tickets to the ballpark now and get out there and support that team this year. They're going to look good, I'll tell you that.
How's Bob Persimmon's arm? Does he look like he's going to swing pretty good?
Well, it's just like anybody else's arm. Got a hand on the end of it with five fingers and an elbow and everything.
A typical hand.
Yeah, a typical hand, I'd say that, yes.
Very good. Well, we've enjoyed chatting with you. We hope that this season will be...
Wait a minute.
Operator.
Just a minute, operator, yes.
What do you mean? Who's that woman, Jim?
What's that?
Who's that woman?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Willard. I'm in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I decided I got tired of watching those baseball players pitch that ball around all afternoon, so I sort of skipped camp and went down to San Juan. Got me a nice little girl down here who was showing me the town.
How long have you been in San Juan?
About 3 weeks.
But that includes the entire spring training time. I mean, you've, where do you get your reports?
Well, I've been reading the paper.
Well, look, Fidel Castro's trying to shoot some golf. How about covering the Havana scene?
Yeah, well, you know, you see one baseball team, you've seen them all. That's the way I look at it.
Well,
yeah. Come on, honey.
Get
bye.
That woman off the air,
yeah,
will
bye,
you?
Bye, Willard.
That's our special sports report, brought to you by Green Foul, the man's cigar, featuring Jim Simbleton from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Make him on there. See. Goodbye. Well, Willard, I see he's here in the studio again.
Ladies and gentlemen, WRC Radio in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fixit. Clearing his throat, radio original do-it-yourselfer. Today, as we join Mr. Fixit, we find him here in his basement workshop, and apparently he's got something up his sleeve there.
Yeah, my arm.
Hello there. Ahoy there.
I bay there, Willie Scott. And
your arms just fell out of the sleeve there.
Hi, folks.
I knew you were a tin horn.
Good to be back with you again here.
Mr. Fixit, of course, you know what happens Sunday morning. The old Easter Bunny will be hopping around town. So.
Yeah, I hope he hides me a nice basket. I always look forward to that.
I suppose you have something
that in Santa Claus. If it weren't for that, I don't know what I'd do.
Life would be pretty...
I'd keep going.
We understand you have something in the Easter motif today.
Well, a lot of people will be dying Easter eggs over the weekend, and I thought I have a revolutionary way to make it a lot easier. Instead of boiling all this jazz and then dipping the eggs in there. There's my little chicken.
Wait a minute. What are we doing with the live
Clarence chicken? The chicken. Come here, Clarence. There you go. Now, what I'm going to do here, I've developed the new formula that I will feed Clarence.
Chicken is smoking.
Make.
Isn't that a little unusual?
Huh?
Chicken is smoking.
Oh, well, I don't understand that. But Clarence will lay...
chicken is singing
colored eggs.
Huh?
I say, by the time I get through with this formula, Clarence will be laying colored eggs.
By the time we get through with this formula, I think we would have laid an egg here.
I think we're well on the way now.
It looks like an omelet. Tell me something. How can you... Wait a minute. Did I hear you say that the chicken will lay colored eggs?
Exactly. This is a secret formula I'm not at liberty to divulge right now.
You mix something with the chicken feed or what?
Mix something with the chicken feed. Stop singing those commercials, Clarence. You're not getting paid for it.
Chicken is smoking a cigarette. I don't believe it.
Well, he's too young for that sort of thing anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. Actually, it's a she. I don't know why I named her Clarence, but that was just one of those things, you know.
Maybe that's why she's smoking.
Maybe. Okay. Now, you ready for the big experiment?
All right, let's go.
All right, here, Clarence, just drink this now.
All right.
Drink it right down there. In just a minute, she'll sit on the nest and lay a colored egg, and I'm sure you're going to find this is going to make the Easter egg dying a lot simpler and easier. Here it comes. Hey, it's a beaut. Look at that.
Hey, that's a beautiful red
egg.
Oh, I see that our prism is split here. Oh, I see. It's a two-colored egg. It's green on one side.
And red on the other.
Isn't
there
that something?
Try another one there, Clarence. Come on. Easy, girl. Easy. Oh, hey. That was another one.
Chartreuse. You really blew out a fuse on that
How
one.
How about that?
That's very
This is going to simplify. This is going to revolutionize the whole Easter egg industry. Believe me. Now that you... Clarence. How do you turn this chicken off? I think she just laid too many eggs. She got the hiccups and overdid it there.
She blew out her tube there, and she has completely... Sleep, Clarence.
I got to go, folks.
I think it's the smoke that made her sick.
I got to go downtown and buy some Easter egg dye.
We've been visiting with Radio's original do-it-yourselfer, Mr. Fixit, brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fixit say...
I'm tired of cereal. Can I have eggs for breakfast? I mean, I'm tired of eggs. Can I have cereal for breakfast?
What? I don't get that.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And that's it for another week, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to our producer, Richard the Lionhearted. Our director, Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Well, we sure lost another one, boy.
Thanks to the mystery man, Arthur Semig. And Bobby, Arthur Sage.
Yes.
Charlie Stafford says,
this program has been delighted to be heard by our forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio.
The old Truth or Consequences butter blows a tube tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Stay tuned for News of the World with Morgan Beatty following next. This is NBC in Washington, WRC and WRC-FM. In 15 minutes, Edward comes along with some records on Granddad's Record Shop, so stay tuned. But right now, for the news, Eastern Time, 7:30.
Try any old truck and you'll see what I mean.
They don't all ride like a limousine. So a new Chevy truck is your proper move if you want your cargo carried smooth. Yes, Chevy's independent front suspension makes it easy on the driver, the load, the truck itself. See the Chevrolet trucks that ride smoother, work harder, last longer at your Chevrolet dealers, because a Chevrolet truck rides smooth as silk, carrying glassware, grain, or bottles of milk.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Chevrolet and Chevy's Corvair. Hear Morgan Beatty's analysis on News of the World tonight on NBC Radio. You're a man among men as a member of the combat arms of the United States Army. What's more, if you qualify, you choose the combat arm of your choice before you enlist. If you take pride in your own self-reliance, you'll be interested in the rugged excitement of infantry training. Or if fast action and mobility are for you, there's a role for you in armor. Have you had special interest in the advances of the missile age? If you have, you'll like to the up-to-the-minute technical training you'll get in artillery. And if you can qualify to become a man among men in one of the combat arms of the United States Army, you get to choose again. You take your choice of an overseas area or an airborne unit. Think it over. Remember, if you can qualify for the infantry, armor, or artillery, you make your own choice. And you choose before you enlist. This is just part of what the United States Army means by choice, not chance. For the full story on how you can become a man among men, see your local Army recruiter today. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
I'm ready to go. You ready to start the show, Willard?
I'm ready to go. I don't know where the engineers are. I don't understand.
Well, I heard a rumor to the effect that, of course, last week, you know, we have both got new cars, and the engineers decided they were going to get new cars, and I think that probably most of them are out to sort of, you know, just putting the final touches on
it. Kind of silly, because your car went bad at the same time that my car
went
bad.
We're not trying to show that we're big shots.
Not snob of me.
No, of course not.
It's just that we bought a car, and why they had, you know, they didn't even speak to me over the weekend. I came in here to do a recording, and they said that they were on strike. And I saw him working in the control room, so I knew that they were, you know, jazzing.
No, they're just kidding. I think I see somebody coming down the road.
Oh, would you look at that little white thing? I don't believe it. He almost ran over me, you freak. Come on and get out of there. You're late for the show. George Broington and an Alfa Romeo there? I don't believe it. What are you doing with a $30,000 sports car there? Sold your house. Well, you didn't have to...
In a tent.
Yeah, in a tent. Well, that's a very beautiful car, George.
Oh, God.
You're late for rehearsal. Let's get inside behind the computer.
Well, we can't page in here yet either. I don't...
Look at that bomb.
Driving.
Oh. If he had a brain, he'd be just... Look out!
Lady, you almost ran over Eddie.
Ah! That's...
Well, how you doing? How do you like my new jazzy sports car?
Oh, for heaven's sake. That is really a swab. Is that the Swedish meatball?
Yeah, it's a nice car, isn't it?
That's great.
My tent is right next to yours, George, in the same block.
Why did you guys mortgage your houses?
Well, you guys think you're big men. Show off, getting new cars.
All right, just get in there. Where's Shetton?
I don't know. He's a missing link now. We need a missing link.
Bobby, get out of that junk wagon. Show off. Come on.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Time for the Joy Boys program for Monday evening here. And this is Ed Walker.
What Art's got here, and I think it's wonderful. We've all got new cars now.
I don't mind you guys parking your cars inside the studio, but Bob, the horses have got to go.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah, get the horses out of here.
Well, let's see. We have. I hope you had a nice Easter, by the way, and that the Easter bunny was good to you.
We had a swell time.
Good. Well, we're just gonna top it off this evening by leaving you a few more eggs. what do we have coming up on the program?
Take that silly beer label off your head, George. Dancing on the couch. You look like an idiot in there.
Well?
Coming up on our show today, we're going to have Sammy skin his musical drums, and he's going to salute spring.
Sammy's going to skin his musical drums? Is that what
he's going to.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah, Sammy skin is the guy's name, and he's going to play his musical drums.
Good for him.
Welcoming in springtime with such old favorites as Blow Ye Winds of the Western World. Also, Betty Crockett will be here.
Well, she's back after a long absence, and we're very happy.
I think that's why she's gone.
Happy to have her back.
Grow fonder.
Now then, also, whom do we
Arthur
have?
Arthur Codfish.
Oh, certainly. Now, do we have an award?
Do we have an award? Do you have an award?
No.
Do you have an award?
I don't think
do you
so.
Have an award?
No.
No, anybody have an award?
I guess we don't have any awards today.
The Pleasantville PTA is having a patty pack at the PTA, Paul, so if you'd like to...
if you'd like to pat patties at the PTA...
This is that. Wait, let's explain. This is not patty cabin that they're patting. This is a patty
patties, like pork patties
pork
that you pack in a package.
Patty burgers.
So if you'd like to pack pork patties in a
patty burger who's having a patty pack in the Pleasantville PTA.
Thank you, George.
That's Hugh Faisenbaker in the orchestra there, and a fine old favorite call.
You did a nice job on that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I like that. You got possibilities. Well, now,
we're broadcasting outside, in case you couldn't tell. If your radio didn't look like it was being broadcast on from the outside.
Just wait for me, Cabby. I'll be back in a minute. It's going to help me unload these drums, though, will you?
Each Monday at this time, we present for your musical listening the pleasurable sounds of Sammy Skin.
I'll give you a tip.
And his musical drums.
Take it easy with those.
Sammy is our staff drummer.
Simple there,
Cabby. Oh, for heaven's sakes, knock off the noise there. Let me introduce you properly.
Gee whiz.
Each Monday, Sammy plays for you and sings a couple of whole songs, rendering as a twer, a medley of tunes. Today,
rendering
Sammy,
as a twer. Rendering.
It's an old radio expression.
Oh, I see.
Tell me, Sammy, what are you going to render twer for us today?
Well, as much as it's spring again and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melodies, I thought that we'd play a medley of spring songs and April songs and things like that. I'm happy that you're doing the show outside. It's very conducive to the springtime atmosphere, don't you know?
Fine, Sammy. So what...
Are the acoustics all right out here for playing the drum? Okay.
What songs are you going to sing?
Well,
for?
Let's see. I'll just sing them at random. I'll
April
begin.
Showers. April showers.
Here we go. Ready?
Opening up, Sammy Swain.
April showers. She never closes the curtain. Oh, no. That's not a very good one. How about this one? April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? When it's springtime in the Rockies. And the birds sing all the day. And it's springtime in the Rockies. In the Rockies far away.
The bird is better than you are.
And once again I'll say I love you. And you'll say 23 skidoo. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you.
Sammy, I suggest...
Oh, spring is here. Why doesn't it upset me? Spring is here. Nobody come and get me.
Sammy, it's raining. Now,
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm.
The wind is blowing Sammy's symbol
down. I'm as simple as a prophet, honest.
Yeah. It's coming up a northeaster out here by
the drum is flying down the street.
Would somebody grab Sammy's drum? Please, Sammy, get Sammy's drum over there. We're having a bit of a downpour.
Who said it was springtime?
It's springtime in the Rockies. We better switch you.
We up the ladder. I'm on my way to heaven.
Joe Callan. Got a day with an angel. A rowdy bunch in the room this evening. Now, we have a real treat for you here. We haven't visited with Betty Crockett in a long time, Willard, so what do you say we walk on down the hall here?
Excellent. Huh? We old Betty's down there going to whip up something for us.
In the kitchen, and we're happy to have her back after this. Can we see if we can still open this door here? I don't know.
I'll push it to my shoulder. Here we go.
Welcome to the experimental kitchen. By popular demand, once again, we present Miss Betty Crockett in her experimental kitchen. And here she is, the very lovely Betty Crocker. Doing the buck and wing as she comes. Betty, it's good to see you again.
Did they plant one of them old fur lined ones on me?
What are you doing in there, Harpus? Get the thing out of there.
Good. Give me a kiss, Ed.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, good to see you.
Fruit there, fella.
Good to see you back again, Betty.
Hello, Eddie. It's awful
Betty,
good.
I don't want to chicken fat.
Get your chicken fat hand off my cookies.
Okay.
Don't know what's wrong with you, you old foo-foo.
Well, Betty, we haven't seen you in around here in a month of Sundays. Where have you been?
Well, I've been down south for a little bit, Eddie.
Uh-huh, a little vacation.
Yes,
huh?
Had myself a real time down there.
Well, that's very nice.
Very interesting things. You may remember when I left town back last... Paul.
Seems to me you left just about the time that the payola...
Don't blab it around there, Big Daddy.
Well, let's see now, Benny.
I was pushing raisins there for a while. And
well, is it canning season now, do you think, huh?
I think it is, because I got my contract up for option last week, and they said, Eddie, we're going to can you.
Oh, They said, Eddie...
Hey, Betty, I'm sorry. You're looking awful good, Betty.
Well, thank you, Betty. And
honestly, time seems to be on your team.
Can I just have one of those? Ow!
Get your cotton-picking claws off my cookies.
All right, now, what about in the way of a recipe? I'm sure the girls are anxiously awaiting something that would be helpful after the busy Easter season.
How about that?
And I'm sure they'd like a recipe.
Once in a while, I do miss my mind every once in a while.
Uh-huh. Well, what have you got in the mill here?
What's that, Betty?
I mean, what recipe did you have in mind?
I thought the kids might like a little rock and roll twist. It's a new thing out for the kids.
Is this for teenage parties and things?
It's a wonderful thing, Eddie, don't you know?
A rock and roll twist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mothers, you got your papers and pencils now? Betty's going to give you the recipe.
Collect any old 45 records you got around the house there and get yourself a whole batch of them. And in the little hole, you know that little hole inside?
In the middle,
big spindle hole.
Mm-hmm.
You take a great big piece of aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be quilted, just any kind of foil.
Just any kind of foil.
And make about a quarter of an inch indentation in the old 45 record, and then in that aluminum foil, pour any kind of favorite cake batter, and then let it cook in the oven for about an hour.
I see. And then that's, you serve those?
Tastes terrible, because the Bakelite from the record usually runs down.
But what's the point in using the records?
Selling RCA Victor records. They've had a bad year for 45s, and that's why I got to leave during the big scandal.
I see. Well, thank you, Betty. It's been nice having you with us again. And
I took the fifth, though.
Did you?
We did over to Havana and had a blast there.
Yeah, I missed it. Well, until next when we see Betty Crockett again, it's time to say so long from the Experimental Kitchen. Better get out of the way. This door doesn't wait for anybody.
Bye!
There's Nat Cole and the song Avalon for you here on the Joy Boys program from Washington, WRCAM and FM. This is Ed Walker, and you're Willard Scott, right?
Right, I am. See that fish jump in the water over there?
And now, Rummy, the greatest name in mints for indigestion and upset stomach, brings you Arthur Codfish Time. So remember, when your tummy is feeling bummy, don't forget to have a rummy. And now, here he is, Arthur, the old rummy himself, Codfish.
That's a good one, Remo. I'll tell that. Are we on?
We're on, Arthur.
I like the girls, and the girls like me. These fifo and fiddle dee. That's the funniest joke I've heard in 2 years, Remo. Seems this traveling salesman was coming
Arthur,
in.
Arthur, we're on the air.
I can't. Oh, good. Golly, nice folks, how are you?
Morning, Arthur. It's a pleasure.
Bless your old heart and your liver and your adenoid and everything. Golly, it's good to see you.
Tell me, Arthur, did you have a pleasant weekend, Arthur?
Had one of the finest times on the farm I think I've ever had.
That's wonderful, Arthur. What'd you do?
Golly, did nothing. I got a brand new suit for Easter, a new set of Norfolk and Western overalls. And we went down on the South 40 and shot a little, what do you call that one? One out of every four men prefer that stuff. They go, skeet. We shot a little skeet.
Yes, Father.
He was about 2 years old there. He was a young Philly skeet. We had a nice time.
Yes, Father.
Very quiet, very, very peaceful. Just nice.
Very nice indeed, Father.
Gosh, Shane. How about you, Meatball? What did you do over your holidays?
Had a wonderful weekend, Arthur. I was invited to go down south in Kentucky by Colonel Norton, who is...
Oh, the Pie King.
Yes, who makes those TV dinners and...
Frozen King of television.
Related to Henry Norton, our TV announcer here, the newsman.
Young Henry is related to the old man?
Yes, so we went down, had a wonderful weekend, Arthur. Just enjoyed the southern...
I would
southern
have insulted Henry the other day if I'd known the old kid.
Enjoyed the southern hospitality, Arthur, and the southern cuisine.
You know, I love to go down south. The people in the south are so friendly.
Yes, they are.
What'd you do all day Saturday?
Well, that's the author. We arose Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m., had a wonderful breakfast of... We had greens and fatback, Arthur, some hominy grits, Arthur, and then we had some fried possum, fried apple rings.
Fried apples and fried possum?
Yes. Then for lunch, Arthur, we had fried hog jowls.
Fried hog jowls for
head
lunch?
Head cheese, Arthur.
Head cheese.
Sweetbreads, Arthur.
Sweetbreads.
Corn muffins, Arthur.
Corn muffins, I like corn.
Some more fried apple rings.
Fried apple.
Fried ham.
Fried ham.
Fried fatback, Arthur.
Fried fatback, Arthur.
Yes. After dinner, we had to all get together for the julep contest, Arthur.
And some fried juleps.
And by that time, Arthur, it was time for dinner, Arthur. And we had...
Well, you had for dinner
some more hog jowl, Arthur. And we had some more greens, Arthur. Some more hominy.
Hominy grits.
Fatback, Arthur.
Any gravy?
And gravy, yes. We had some salt gravy, Arthur.
Yeah. Salt pork.
Salt pork. Some salt side meat, Arthur.
Side meat, Arthur.
And,
I think you all right, fella.
Arthur, as a matter of fact, I don't feel...
What are you doing right now?
I'm taking some of those mints that we're selling, Arthur. I have a bad...
Taste of the... Yeah, you sit down.
I'm not going to sit down, Arthur.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Well, you can cheer up now, it's over for another day. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott here. We want to thank you all very much for tuning us in. Don't forget, this show is really heard by our armed forces overseas. We have a letter here from Saigon. Lady writes, Charlie Stafford now.
This program has been selected to be heard by
Charlie. Patty Kevin stops at the filling station and gets her battery charged tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, go on with you now.
Hi, I'm Patty Cavan with an invitation for you to join me Tuesday at 12:15 when foreign policy expert Mrs. Walt W. Rostow, the first woman professor at MIT, Robert Hartman, Washington bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times, just back from a fact-finding tour of South America, Professor Henry E. Burgess and Virginia Warren will turn guest editor.
On WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington, 7:30 at the beeper.